No.
We can make some of that London rap to this. I'm the man with the man and the ting. And the ting, no ting, go pop. Pop, go ting, go ting. And ting, no pop, no pop.
Pop.
Big man business. Talk business when I talk. Don't make me pull up with the chopstick and make a chop chop.
Block, block. Put it bop, bop. You know, stop, stop.
Niggas all in the club. Listen, bro.
That boy, yeah. That boy went crazy, didn't it?
Boy, that boy got that eye. You got that.
Yeah.
That real London.
Do they say bullet? They don't say bullet.
Yeah, they be.
I know that.
Stabbing niggas.
But I know they be like, bullet, what do you mean the something come?
Oh, yeah, they just do what they think.
All right.
They say, poke them, poke them.
Oh, they're stabbing for real.
Are they real stabbing?
Imagine them get poked. Bitches them poke.
Okay.
Mess them. Don't eat no pork.
Hey, this shit busting like a motherfucker, man.
That shit bust?
JJ got an endorser.
JJ,
bro,
we spent.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You fuck with JJ?
Y'all
got that endorser. He fucking with it now.
We be eating.
Oh, you be up here that much?
Yeah, I fuck with
it. Okay, yeah.
They got that little crack sauce on all these shrimp.
That powder. They do.
That's the cocaine that they putting on all the food.
That's how you bring it
if
back.
If you go in there, they let you use as much of it as you want, but they got it, and they be like, hey.
That shit'll kill you.
Use it over there. Mm-hmm. Use it over there.
It's on Sheen? Oh,
it's on the screen, yeah.
Motherfuckers kept walking off.
I said, they stepping that shit on Sheen, nigga?
No.
Hold on, they got
JJ's. JJ's crack sauce.
Cocaine on the chicken wings.
Finna go crazy. This is so sweet, baby, right? I'm telling you, we'll go crazy.
Ooh, okay, this is so sweet, baby, chicken wing.
But you know you can eat the tail too, cuz. Why'd you?
What you mean you can eat the tail?
You can eat the whole thing, cuz. They already took the tail off.
You can eat the tail. That ain't the shed right up.
No, that ain't
the
shed. No. That's some real Florida shit. You ain't wasting no shrimp. For real, bro.
I didn't know that. I thought that was the shit.
Nope.
No, that's here, y'all.
I'm just so used to got them. Oh, okay. I ain't know they pre-pluck them. I just thought they put them in that motherfucking front.
No, I don't worry like that.
These ain't the things that was told to me. I was just always told to eat.
Man, what the hell you been up to, man?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Man, staying out the way, gang. You know what I'm saying? Keeping my mental intact.
Absolutely. Know?
Making sure the kids straight, making sure the family straight. You know, we getting on the road. You gotta make sure everybody, you know what I mean? Got a good mental space so we can do, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes, and bro. The crazy part about it. I didn't know that the shell was already off, bro. So you telling me I've been throwing shrimp away?
Hey, how
was... I just been throwing shrimp away.
Hey, nigga, biting the tip.
DC, how was the shit in Louisiana?
Paul.
What?
The 50 Cent shit.
Oh, the 50 Cent shit was smooth. He brought a lot of people out.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was smooth. Goddamn. What are the comedians on that bit?
Was he like...
One night?
Was he like opening...
Was in the hold on, they said, hour.
He wasn't opening the studio. It was just like dedication.
Nah, he already opened the studio. Like, he just bringing love to the city. You know how them niggas be like, man, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing love to the city.
So the studio opened.
Studio
y'all
opened.
Y'all went back.
I ain't get a chance to go back, though.
40 comedians back to back. Back to back.
Nigga.
Just passing
Master
the mic.
P out there going crazy. He doing music.
He doing comedy?
Nigga, nah, he did music.
Oh.
The baby did some music.
I was about to say.
Money Long came through. They had Cat Williams, Dave Chappelle, everybody in the building.
Hell yeah.
Super smooth.
Oh, so he had music in between. It was just a whole, it was a fest.
It was
a festival.
A little bit. Only Master P them did music.
Okay.
He did it at the end.
But they didn't do shit?
Yeah, he did it at the end.
Yeah, I was about to say, okay.
That's so boom. It was war. I don't want this shit. She got a lot of sugar.
We in here.
50 Cent performed too.
Yeah, he did his thing. Did all that candy shop. Went crazy.
He performed candy shop.
Did Wangster. Did everything.
This his shit?
That nigga ain't bullshit.
I would expect it.
Nigga did two albums worth of music.
Nigga, I had to had an audition for that Raising Kanan shit.
For real?
Yeah, I murdered that bitch.
They may pick me, they may don't.
In the script, the murder of bitch?
Nah, I said I murdered the audition.
Oh, yeah. Every time you want some shit now, they want you to murder some.
Hey, yeah, man. Go ahead and get me right, man. You know what I'm saying? Be your favorite gangster, man. Yeah. Your favorite Train Today nigga, man. That's one of my favorite roles, though. Like, Train Today. Like, playing a sneaky ass cop.
You want to be the dirty cop?
I want to be the dirty cop. I like that shit.
Mm.
Know what I mean?
So you gonna slip the drugs on the nigga?
Hell yeah!
While he
that.
Ride with
man, smoke that. You hear me?
I want one of them roles too. Where I'll be on the SWAT team or some shit.
Right.
Yeah, some shit like that.
On a heist movie, like robbing bank type shit.
Shootout. I want to be a villain at the end, where I say some shit where the nigga be like,
"Will you turn on him?
I'm gonna stop you from doing your plan, and I'm gonna say some shit like, stop me. It's already done."
Then they go to the
and then you go get a phone call and shit gonna be blowing up and everything.
Oh, you want to do some law by citizens type shit. Dirty
through the whole thing.
This thing, you're crazy. Stop me. Already done. That nigga trying to get a phone call, shit blowing up. They gonna mastermind.
Yeah, the end when shit too, it's too late. You can't even stop me. I thought you said you were gonna pick me up at 4:30. Yeah, that's what I said. You didn't say that, but never mind that. It's too late. You can't stop me.
Well, you know what? I want to play something like the Riddler. I'm straight, nigga. I'm high fuck.
I tried to get it off me.
Yeah. The Riddler.
Batman shit.
You wonder about Jim Carrey war. The Riddler. Yes,
you weren't with that. I know you weren't. That
but not the old Batman wouldn't be, cause you, I don't even like the old Batman. You just gotta like that shit.
Yeah.
The new Batman cooler. The old Batman like, oh, this shit. What the fuck?
Batman need to be arrested too. Look at this nigga running around, kicking people in their shit.
You say he should be arrested?
Yeah.
I don't know where he got all them gadgets from. Did he make them?
Bad people though.
They can't fuck with Batman.
Man, that nigga be doing some collateral shit, nigga.
Bro, that's just you a nigga with a lot of money who bored, bro.
Car through the city, nigga, just all the time.
Batman is a nigga with a lot of money who bored.
So you think every day he damaged, he send you a check?
He Gotham City all them times for the free.
But that's at night.
It don't matter.
That's like a nigga.
This with teenage boys.
This nigga is a pedophile.
Late at night.
This nigga's a pedophile. That's how Robin was 13.
Go fight him in some draws. Batman, you're not gonna help me? You got it. Remember your training. What the fuck are you doing? This late as fuck.
I put you in that shit. He said, go find him in the drawers.
Man, y'all hating Batman had bitches, man.
Put these drawers on. We finna go fight crime.
Help. Can I wear nephew. Black? No, you gonna wear pink, yellow, and red.
Nephew. Batman had hoes, man.
Oh, that's
cut
cool.
It out.
All right. I'm
he
saying.
Did. I'm just saying, though. He was a nigga with a lot of money who was bored, bro.
That's it. He had no power.
He y'all just making stupid. Shit. The y'all butler was just like, what are you doing? I'm supposed to be watching you. The fuck is you out there saving people for? You rich. Sit down. Your house is underground. You ain't even supposed to be here.
He gave a fuck about his community. Plus, the Joker was just an asshole, like bro. The Joker was an asshole. Right. Gotham City was full of crooks and weirdo motherfuckers. First of all, you got a nigga walking around that bitch looking like a penguin. Freeze. Then you got this sick, weird motherfucker out here dropping riddles everywhere. On top of all the bullshit the Joker got going on.
What about the Poison Girl? Nigga, Poison Ivy lady.
Poison Ivy. Harley Quinn.
Catwoman.
Come on, man. Catwoman. Mr. Freeze. All these
Mr. Freeze was a bad motherfucker. Hey, Mr. Freeze was Dick Clover with a Batman ass, but Mr. Freeze had that nigga ass on.
That's what I'm saying. Nigga, Gotham City full of crooks and weirdo motherfuckers. Then think all them motherfuckers who work for the Joker. Them niggas he beat up soon as he get there. He fucks them up. You see, he don't take time to talk to them or nothing. He know to go and fuck them up as soon as I get there.
The baby goon.
Come on, man.
The baby goon.
That's what you give a, you banging. That's part of it.
It was Gotham banging,
yeah.
Hey, man, without that man, Gotham on. City is fucked up, man.
Everybody go out there. Go out there and fight the driver.
Don't start that shit, man. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 Sam Show. Oh, man, we about to talk some good shit today, man. We got a young player partner in here with us, man. This young nigga taking over the music industry single-handedly himself, man. None other than Lil Tyler.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey.
Okay, young nigga.
What's up, man?
Welcome to the trap.
What it is?
85 South Show, man. What's kicking and cooling? How you been?
Good.
That nigga high in the motherfucker. I'm ready. We ain't even getting in here. He grown, though.
Cooling.
You said you was going to stop through here, man, when I seen you out there at the BET Awards, man.
Well,
got a hell of a story, DC. The young nigga taught himself how to record his music on his iPhone.
Bushing.
Nah.
I'm talking about, yeah.
Look, how the hell you do that shit? Oh, you record this on your iPhone?
Band Lab. It's an app.
Band Lab?
Ben Lab.
Oh, Ben Lab. Okay, good. I said that, but I ain't said the
thing. I thought
ben.
You said Ben Lab.
I said Ben Lab. Ben Lab.
Ben Lab.
It's about Ben Lab, nigga.
Y'all
Ben Lab, man.
Okay, so what
the
hell?
It's like a studio on the phone. The same thing with the studio look like on your phone.
Man.
Yeah.
They still got it?
Yep.
You just need the iPhone headphones. And then you record.
Yeah.
Damn. Gotta go try this shit out. Ben Lab. So when you did that shit on the phone, then what happened?
It's Band Lab.
Band Lab.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying it wrong, too.
You? Hey,
he said Ben. That nigga looked at me and said Ben Lab. Run it back. Run it back. Run this shit back. That nigga looked at me and said Ben Lab.
Well, what did you say back to him?
I said Ben Lab.
You said Ben Lab.
Back game.
I said Ben Lab.
And they said Ben Lab.
Ben Lab.
What?
Everybody know in Atlanta, nigga, we repeat what you say.
Ben Lab.
Ben Lab.
Bro,
but no extra.
Ben Lab. Ben Lab.
Ben Lab. No. I said band lab.
Your
ass said
band
lab.
No cap.
And he just said band lab.
I said band lab.
Oh,
so it's band lab.
Hey, boy, they getting a commercial right now. I don't know how much this shit costs. But the CEO sitting back like this, keep on going.
Keep on going. Okay, band lab.
You feel me? Yeah. And I had to start posting that on Instagram and stuff. My dog was telling me to post it. That bitch fuck around went viral.
Keep on going.
Same story you had with your dog, man. Just get to that goddamn phone, bro.
That's right, too. Got to pay attention. Well, you know what I'm saying? When you pay attention, God gonna make sure you scrape. Always.
Yep.
So who kind of like inspired you, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of music you was like to listen to?
Kodak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But a nigga from my city named Wiz Havoc made me want to start rapping.
He go hard?
Yeah, yeah.
It always be the underdog that be really harder than the mainstream.
They be having the impact.
Always.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I feel too. I don't really listen to all the big rappers.
They ain't talking about shit. Especially the radio.
Well, I don't listen to the radio at all.
Radio,
yeah.
Trash.
Yeah.
My amp just broke anyways, so I was like that.
Oh, that shit sound like one long-ass commercial.
Man.
You already
sometimes what? You don't know what's the song or what's the commercial.
Fact.
That ain't necessarily the artist's fault, though. These goddamn lawyers that got creative.
Well, what? Because that 411 pain motherfuckers are. I ain't gonna lie, they be coming up with some nice shit. I'm in the car one time like, 411 pain. This shit right, yeah. Yeah. 411 yeah. Pain. She make you want to have a wreck.
You stupid. You
I can get you 400,000 for real. Like that.
Real
shit. He be thinking dangerous hell.
Hey,
about to run this bitch into a wall for 400,000. 411 pay be lit. It's the late night commercial that be lit though. They be having real jingles.
What you mean?
The 411 pay, motherfucker. I swear they be having like real studio.
They gotta
sessions.
Be getting money because they got a bunch of commercials.
That shit is like on studio sessions.
Bro, you know how many people probably got into accidents and their commercial just came?
That shit ain't
and you
fake.
Just called them because it's in your mind?
Listen, I called Ken Nugent one time. That one call, that's all. Man, that shit.
Man, you got to keep calling them folks. Ain't no one call, that's all.
Then you not better talk to Ken anyway.
Whoever name it is not there.
I thought Ken was the nigga who picked up.
Well, they be making up niggas. Big Al. Big Al is not actually at the law.
Ken, dude, I'm like, hey, man, I need to talk to Ken. They like, Ken, he ain't going to speak to Ken.
What was the charge?
I just wanted to see what he going to pick up.
Oh, you stupid. You ain't
one call, that's all. I'm like,
all
right, shit.
All them dudes, they getting money, though.
Then we were young. We were pranking people on phone calls and shit.
They getting it. Because they were only been trying to go for, like, the lawsuit. They just be trying to get the little settlement.
Right.
That's all they trying to do. They go.
They like, we go to court.
Calling
niggas
like,
yeah, yeah. When I was young, I used to call all them shits. Don't put your number up on the commercial. Oh, you want somebody to call? I'll be that person.
Pranking the hell out them.
What? All the infomercials.
Hey.
I remember I told him I wanted to, it was like some pots and pans and shit. I act like I was that white lady. I said, hey, how you doing? I just saw your pots and pan commercial. Yeah, for $20. I want to buy 100 of them. They were like, well, we're glad to have you. I was just on the phone like, what? They run that shit up and I just hung up. They were pissed off.
Motherfucker used to have to call their hotline to get the movie schedule and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, they had to.
When was this, 1960?
Nigga, fuck.
A movie schedule? Who you calling to see who what movie?
It was movie phone.
Movie phone.
Yeah, I want more in there.
AMC.
We want more in there.
At Delk Road. The Matrix.
Showtimes are.
You had to call somebody to see what
a robot voice, and he'd tell you that shit slow to the bitch.
I need look on the phone.
No phone? What phone?
When no phone.
You can look in that phone, with nigga. Oh,
man.
But all you gonna see is a phone.
How old you? How old you? 18. 18. Yeah. 2024. 18 years ago, 2006.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, by 2006, he was already where it needed to be.
This nigga came out knowing how to use the tech. You know what I'm saying? You probably already, like, you ain't never really had no trouble. Y'all probably don't even teach y'all typing no more.
Shit.
Oh, no.
They like, know how to type.
Y'all still know how to type?
They still teach that?
School, oh, okay. I don't know what they do now.
Shit, we ain't learned that shit about senior year. He's like, nigga, you better learn
they don't
this.
Teach cursive.
They got all that shit.
Nah, I taught myself cursive.
I still don't know cursive in my hand right now.
For real?
I'm over to
write cursive right now, Mom. You don't know what it is.
But your signature curse.
I ain't say that. I might can read. You feel me?
Right.
Man, yes, I can read that.
Damn, teach y'all cursive. No.
But when the fuck else you got? When you got to read the Constitution?
They ain't trying to play me.
Who else write?
They ain't
like
teach
that.
Me how to write it.
Right.
You feel me? I
know how to read. So you know how to read cursive. You don't know how to write it. That's crazy. They made us learn all that shit.
Exactly, though. A lot of people know how to write that motherfucker.
Man,
what
dollar sign is? I'm like, L. U A dollar.
So you don't do no you put Jeez. But you put your sauce on whatever. That's your signature sauce.
You hear me?
Is okay. But you ain't got damn.
Not that T Y.
Ain't no
L E.
Damn, times done changed.
Yeah.
Boy, 06 was a wild year. It was some good pussy on the streets too.
06, you had to know how to fight.
Hey, the year you was born.
That was that nugget you bought.
I was out there.
Nigga
getting
beat up.
05, 06.
Before you can even get in the club.
Nigga, he
could've. Oh, man, before the city got
2 turn. Nigga.
Before then?
Before the gas prices went up.
Right before this shit.
We had one good summer.
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh.
Bow, bow, bow.
That fucked the game up so hard right there, nigga.
What?
That fucked the game up.
Man, the franchise. We had Franchise Boy, the shop boy. Them niggas from Hardcore Bankhead. Y'all nigga crazy. Nigga, we had real Atlanta royalty already on the motherfucking map. When them niggas had that party like a rock, man, you couldn't tell
us. Oh, nigga, I remember the day that shit came out.
We was acting like we all went number one.
It fucked the game up.
You tried to get a mohawk.
Everybody had one. Carlos, you had a mohawk?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, God.
No. He said you tried to, so what
no,
you had?
No, fuck, I did.
What? I can't see you with no mohawk.
He just had
you had template.
Got spikes in it? Yeah, cut that
shit. Oh.
Yeah,
so you had a mohawk for real?
I had a mohawk.
He did.
That nigga
he called you and said, oh, I definitely did.
Big mohawk.
I definitely had a mohawk. I had a mohawk with designs in. Ooh! What? Hey, that when that nigga, y'all LA was out too? Hey. Ooh, give me the wine. And a,
with a Bluetooth can.
I ain't had no dye in my shit. I couldn't have no dye in my shit. But I definitely had the mohawk, bro.
We hit them out. And by all out, that was just.
What?
Yeah.
That shit took the game over, man.
Yes, it did.
That was a hard summer.
But that when teen clubs was out, like, before we even went, before we were old enough to go to the club, we were going to the teen club, bro. That's why we already knew the wave. All we did was imitate what the grown folk did. Nigga had liquor in the teen club. Selling things, nigga buying stations. I'm like, I don't know how we able to do this.
I would not want to own a teen club. That seems like a liability.
But that shit, but niggas,
y'all got that shit in Tallahassee? Or did you just put...
We had one.
That shit ain't last long, huh?
The FAD party. It used to be a little party of the FAD party. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we should be
loaded,
bro.
I remember they brought a spot on Gotham that one time.
Motherfucker
was
on the wall.
What? Yeah, one crazy. And then it had liquor in there, too. That was it.
That one kind of thing.
Yeah.
When they used to be going there fighting, all kind of shit.
Ooh, wow. We used to have a club called Detour.
You was talking about that with Rallo, right?
Listen, man.
That's what you were talking about?
It's not a club for nobody to be in. A child or an adult. Why ain't nothing but it's 400 kids in here on the weekend. Everybody let their kid go outside. This is y'all.
Who be running these shits, though?
It be that's like team promoters when the pet rat like, that's... It was a thing. Like, our pet rally used to be something. We used to have these little promoters.
But who owned the building and rented the shit out to these? Or they get somebody to rent it for them?
So after these niggas were older. They was adults holding the parties. These niggas 22, 23. Teen club promoter.
I get it.
Somebody but older brother.
They can talk to somebody old enough to rent the building.
Gotcha.
And now you saying... Hey, man, I got the hottest rapper, city rapper. It's 3-4 city rappers in here. Yeah, we got our own concert.
That's their whole pick.
We got our favorite city rappers.
We just need to build.
It's us.
Pay the little deposit.
Right. Nugget.
Right. But there's some places that's like, I'm like, this nigga own this club. You know what's going on here.
Get what? The police outside.
You pay for them.
You pay for security. So we're like, nigga, we were grown before we got grown, nigga. I'm like, nigga, we on Saturday night outside at 1 o'clock in the morning. Nigga, it was just 9 fights in that bitch.
That just sound like shit. Yeah, that sound
nigga,
like what's going to happen.
We 17, man. It was 9 fights in that hole. Everybody made it home safely. Whoo, thank God.
A bunch of fights.
I can't wait to come back this week.
That's really where all your drinking problems develop.
What? What is really?
Motherfuckers who like drinking too much when they was young, they still like that shit the same way.
Anybody who smokes cigarettes at a young age, look at them now. They went through a crackhead.
They smoking them. Until they went through a crackhead.
Most definitely. You had done did some type of drug a little too hard. And you had to, I definitely went through it.
Damn. I mean, the crackhead online said she quit. And she was like, it wasn't no deep shit. She was like, ain't no more crack. She was like, it's meth or just. That's what she said. I said, damn.
So she like, it ain't need nothing for me to do.
She can't get it.
She was forced to quit.
She told my...
She like, I'm chilling.
She told my, ain't no more crack.
Yeah.
It ain't. What the fuck going on?
Where she at?
Hey, man.
But that shit finny.
Finny.
Man.
Not by the hairs of my finny.
So is crack a thing of the past?
No. Are we fading out from... The crack era?
It's the crack era, oh.
All that shit finna be synthetic.
Dun, dun, dun. Crack era.
Cartel got it. They cooking up all type of shit.
It ain't crack no more, bro. It's mixed with the fin. You can be having anything. You can have some lemonade with fin in it.
The next shit that they come out with.
You like, what the fuck? You only lemonade. You like, what's up? I'm only lemonade.
Only a check.
You only fin.
Now too strong.
You on that lemon fin.
I drank some similar lemonade. Now I'm going 130 on the interstate.
Nigga, thank them Red Bulls addictive.
I gotta get that.
Yeah.
Come on, John.
Mm-mm.
Good about Chad. Chad don't ever be doing shit.
Come on, man. What's up, man?
What you got in the store, man? You're hot right now. You on fire, nigga.
The album.
I'm about to drop.
August 23rd.
Okay, then. You independent or you signed?
Signed.
Who you with?
Okay. Atlantic.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go, yeah.
They supporting your creativity.
Yeah.
Man, you out here having the time of your life, bro.
Nigga, 18. Let me tell you something. This shit ain't starting for real.
Yeah.
I was goddamn 20 when I shit started going good. Don't get me wrong. We were blessed at 23. You're like 26, 27, 18, though.
Man.
With money.
Save
up. Go grilling and ice. Oh, you got the right ice already. We were buying the wrong shit early. Like, right. We had to go through stages. No, I was like, this ain't the one to get? Shit. Goddamn. I already spent my money, so I'm going to wait.
Some shit you can be proud of later on.
I'm getting my ice out of this shit.
He ain't lying. Look up some old pictures.
Niggas, I bought it up a
nigga had a chain that hung to his navel.
Listen, bro. I had.
That was the style back then, though.
No, bro. It's pictures you going to see yourself. You be like, I don't have that shirt no more. I don't have none of that shit no more. I done elevated. All that shit go. No cap.
Oh, you had that.
No, I ain't had the bullshit. I was buying the conservative shit.
Yeah, you did. You had that big loan.
It was just something for me to feel.
Yeah, that was before the money. He couldn't get the
It was motivation.
He couldn't get it to say DC Young Fly. He just had a C.
Yeah. It was motivation. When I wake up, I'm like, all right,
I
see how I want to look. I'm buying that this one.
Hey, you fucked up. You hear what this nigga said?
Matter of fact, that's crazy, my nigga.
Man, that's fucked up, man.
You ain't say pause or nothing.
I did say pause.
No, you didn't.
I just did. I said it in the last four minutes.
It sunk in.
See?
Pause.
What'd you say? I said.
That shit crazy.
Stop. Stop playing. You ain't got to pause, man. Stop.
I don't be playing that shit.
You playing it.
I never did. When somebody do it, you got to go with it.
Pause.
No, that don't go with that.
Yes, it do. When somebody do it, you gotta go with it.
Yeah, boy, chicken.
Man, boy, that's what happened when you get them and get too happy with the show, man.
See?
You're right, it falls.
You done got stuff in your eye. See?
I hate this shit. Hell, man. Oh,
everything's man. Going, everything's
this
falling
what we
apart.
Doing the trap, man.
Bro, listen, bro.
You came through got shrimp, though. I'm glad it's some goddamn.
No, because we don't never really be mean nigga like that, bro. Fuck out
the bullshit. We let niggas eat.
Somebody got a sleep. We got a alarm. Somebody get sleepy.
They need that medicine.
They got a nap. They done woke up. That's it. That's the one I need right there. Go ahead and take that pill.
They ain't need
that. Well, I definitely got me a couple of alarms, but I got to be reminded, but I be moving so fast. And that crazy. I ain't know them niggas take the shell off of it already.
Well, you know how much shrimp you can wait.
Still eating it, holding it down.
Listen to me. In muscle memory. I can't hit.
He's scared.
See how I grab it?
You gonna say that for later. You stupid.
Them little nigga. Them little shrimp nigga.
Hey, man, who ate my shrimp tail?
What? Shrimp tails. You own some?
No.
No cap.
Where the rest of the shrimp at?
It's the tail.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't want the tail. No.
That's
a snap, my
man. Oh, he told you that. I thought he said he wants some of them.
No, hell no. Nah. Ain't no more of them. That's it. The tail could be a snack, gang.
Why?
Well, we high fuck, bro. I told you, bro.
Yeah, y'all got what too
the,
high.
What the fuck is this, man? What was it?
He has fuck, too.
Cake? What is it? Oh, you got some of that shit, too?
Shit.
He don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right
here.
Yeah.
That's your shit.
Yeah,
that's
my shit.
You know, they got that rapper weed.
What's the name of this again?
That shit probably came from outer space.
Wedding cake? It's wedding cake.
Nah. Nigga sent that shit digitally, man. Yeah, I be happy.
Look, man, the album's coming out real soon. I just added that up.
What?
We in August.
It's August what? Right now. What's the date, nigga? The 13th.
And when
August 13th on a motherfucking Tuesday, my boy.
And when you driving?
23rd.
Duval.
Hey, man, you know where we going, man.
Time to go back.
October 5th. We coming back to the ViStar Memorial Auditorium.
Where we going?
ViStar.
When?
October 5th.
talking about, nigga?
Duval County.
Come on now.
And it's going down like that.
Jacksonville, you
make sure you grab some tickets and pull up on us, man.
Come on, man.
Big business.
Come on.
That's all we're talking about. Come on.
Duval.
Jacksonville.
Where they get the ticket? 85SouthShow.com.
Miami.
Uh-huh.
You already know what's going on.
Know what we doing.
October 6th, James L. Knight Center.
James L. Knight Center.
Push it to the left.
What?
Fuck, nigga.
Hit the website.
Know what it is. Mine, nigga. My mind, nigga.
Yeah.
You sung
a
song.
October 6th, Miami. James L. Knight Center.
Pushing it. 85SouthShow.com. Get your tickets.
What you talking about?
Yes, sir. It's your man Carlos Miller back again with Prize Picks, where a single entry could be life-changing. All you have to do is sign up with code 85SOUTH and get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's all you got to do. You don't need to win your lineup to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Play a $5 lineup and you'll just get $50 instantly just for playing. So go right now and download Prize Picks today for your daily fantasy sports experience. Daily fantasy made easy. It's football season again. I got to get on Prize Picks, man. It's about that time. You know, they're just giving away $50 on that. Yeah. If, just for playing. You go in there, you use promo code 85SOUTH, they'll give you $50. Win, lose, or draw, man. That's real. I mean, I know you already be on there, but tell somebody.
Hey, what's up? It's your man, Carlos Miller. What's something that you love to learn? Like, as an adult, do you make time to learn new things as often as you like? Or, you know, just things that were lost in your childhood? Kids are always learning and growing, but sometimes as adults, we lose that, you know, that curiosity and things of that nature, the creativity. What's something that you like to learn? Gardening, a new language, or maybe, you know, finally learn how to beat your best friend in bowling or something. Anything. Therapy can help you reconnect with your sense of wonder because you're back to the old school era, you know, the coming of age. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and flexible and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/85South today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/85South.
Hey, man.
Huh?
Say, man.
What we doing?
Hey, that ain't it. It's Maine.
Memphis, man.
I
forgot today, man. We coming.
October 12th, man. We gonna be in South Haven. That right back.
We going to motherfucking.
Everybody from Memphis can drive over there. We're going to Mississippi, but it's North Mississippi. Man, everybody from Memphis going to come.
Everybody in Memphis going to go.
But all the Mississippi anyway. People coming too.
Hey,
South Haven with Atlanta Center.
No cap.
October 12th. Yeah.
You might get one of them birds, man.
That's a pay week too, so you ain't got no excuse. We're going to
go ahead, man, call one man and get one of them birds.
So we're going to South Haven.
Hit the website.
October 12th.
But a lot of Memphis people
get one of them birds, man.
It's close to Memphis.
Get one of them birds.
Right. Memphis this way.
Real,
man. Right there. So South Haven, then.
Get one of them birds, man.
You trying to get some birds?
Some birds.
At least makes the neighborhood a little bit more safe.
No
count.
Leave for the kid.
October 12th. Let's go.
And today is August 10
13. Days?
That's 10 days.
Oh, we counting down then. Let's go.
And that's Tuesday, so we mean, and then Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I ain't know you were burping or you was agreeing with me. I'm about to say bless you. I ain't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
That boy, that stupid. Hey. That puppy G.
Man, what's you leading off with off the album? What's the lead single?
Two Snivers.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like performing? Cause performance, like, you gotta have that stage pretty. You gotta know how to go out there and capitalize this shit. And right now, it's a blessing, right? Let me tell you how great of a blessing it is, right? You got the people. They rocking with you. And then you got a machine that's supporting you. All you got to do is just capitalize on the opportunity, y'all. It's right here in front of you. You feel me? You just got to stay true to the game, keep God first, and just go crazy.
I like performing.
Got to go.
I be nervous, though.
Oh, yeah, everybody get
nervous.
Yeah. But you know you're going to be good. Every song they singing word for word, you got to rock out.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't stay in one spot.
Yeah, what that no more. You said no more.
Yeah.
You was doing that when you first started?
Yeah.
For real?
Staying in one spot, hell yeah.
Gotta feed crap.
Gotta walk around.
You gotta feed him because you may never know.
I would
know.
Get on there ready to get off.
Oh, man. Word.
Come on.
Run that shit.
Hit that shit. Prayer play.
Go.
Now you be nervous because you know you finna go out there and you know you finna goddamn perform now. Like, so you just transfer that energy out there, bro. Yeah.
You just gotta feed the crowd. Just feed them. They love you anyway. So you just gotta go out there and give them that same love. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when performers go out there, they feel like they gotta be nervous. Yeah, you anticipating on doing good. That's just the anxiousness of you wanting to go out there. You already know God got you. All you gotta do is just go out there and do what you were blessed to do. And then you may never know. The right side may be fucking with you harder. The left side may be fucking with you harder. You'll look at him, you be like, oh, this whole building rocking. But you just man. Feed them. You see what I'm saying? Show them love.
You got a favorite city to perform in?
Miami.
Ooh. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around that area. Went around that area.
Bro, that's a great place.
Bro.
Hey. Tallahassee, the capital.
Yeah.
But Miami feel like Miami, the goddamn.
That's yeah. where I'm from, Tallahassee. I
Miami feel like you in another country.
I'm going to be doing a lot of shows out there. I ain't did one show out there.
Well, Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Is it because of the representation or what?
Yeah. Nigga ain't whooping.
We got to get my boy booked in Tallahassee, man.
Come on.
Show us the whole
time, yeah. You outpriced the city. Come on, man. They got to fuck with you.
What?
Who you want to work with? You know, Luke Cap is famous for making sure shit happens.
Who's
us? Yeah.
21 Savage.
Ooh, okay. I can see that.
Young Nudie.
Come. Who?
Young Nudie.
Nudie?
Ooh, that family.
Ooh.
Nudie?
Yeah.
Nudie and 21,
that's
family. They see this, they watch this shit anyway. They gonna see this shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how
that
ball.
Name.
Something gonna come out of that.
Something gonna come out of that, quick.
They got their studio,
something
coming
out of that. You know, this the hood cable right here.
What the fuck y'all laughing at?
This
it is.
This shit the hood news.
Don't giggle. No, I'm just saying, don't load.
This the hood news.
You know how I get about this shit.
Yeah, you already know how he is. Don't get him started.
Don't make me start telling them, bro. We got the number 13 program in Botswana.
Talk your talk, man.
Come on.
We Liberian all that, number two. Bro, they watch us on the internet. You know, the cable kind of like, it's crazy.
You know who else like me?
What?
The Tanzanians.
Ooh, the Tanzanian people. Ooh.
Come on, man.
But the black Tarzans.
No, not Tarzan, but.
Yeah.
I know for a fact I got my motherfucking people in the Himalayas watching this shit.
Another brother from the Himalayas?
From the Himalayas. Oh, that go crazy. Young Nudie 21, Lil Tyler. Even if it was Young Nudie, y'all did something. Say, y'all did.
You know what? You and Lil Harold go crazy too.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what we're doing
Scott.
Here. Travis Scott. I can see that happening too. No,
Travis.
Straight up! He wired
it
too.
Get the hood new. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he watched this shit. Everybody watched this shit. Morgan Freeman?
He watched this before he say any speech. Before he deliver any documentary speech, he watched this.
You think you do?
Yo, definitely.
Everything a joke.
That's what?
Morgan Freeman fuck with this show.
And Forrest Whitaker.
Oprah done seen it.
Oprah subscribed. I saw her email. It said, oh, at Oprah Winfrey. That, and she unsubscribed. I was like, ooh, that stinking bitch. Ooh. I mean, I ain't saying I was excited. It wasn't like, oh, fuck you. It was just like, ooh, that motherfucker. She sneaky. She sneaky.
Fuck with this shit.
Yeah,
Oprah Winfrey. Came in the room and said, hey, turn that shit off. Yeah, Oprah.
I know Gail fuck
one of her employees was in there laughing like a bitch. If you don't cut this shit off, and... She done came
I know Gail fucked with this
she
shit.
She done came in. Gail.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah. Tyler watch it for sure. Shit.
That's he my doubt. Come on, man.
He watch it for sure.
Hey, man. Oh, hell yeah. And me, hey.
I saw two screenplays where I'm like, that look like some 85 South jokes.
Hey, man. I ain't gonna say that.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I ain't gonna say that. I'll be on there though.
Nah, it's pay increase.
Right. Nah, I'll be on the show. Couple shows over there. Pay increase.
Damn,
show dude. Pay increase.
Nah, we fought with TP. No, TP fought with some old niggas, man.
He increased the pay. He do it. Like every time I came back, it's better.
Yeah.
Because I did it a long time ago. So to see that, and like, because people don't. A lot of times people be doing shit and it's, you know what I'm saying? You ain't there every day, so you finna get what we gave you
right.
last time. Just right. the minimum.
Chest your ass up.
Right.
Hey, man, come on, man.
Get your money.
Yeah, yeah.
And go on to the crib.
Fuck with TP.
Yeah.
Keep my boy job.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
We advocate for shit steady like going. That.
You steady going.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett and them, they done watched it.
And they got come 20 on, studios over there, man. That nigga going crazy, man. That nigga shoot 9 movies a day. Like, TP.
On, they was watching this shit all in Paris at the Olympics the other week.
That's why they was so turned.
That's why
who was watching it?
All of
all
them.
All the that won. Everybody that won the medal, they were watching this shit.
Hey, my cousin won the medal.
Your cousin won the medal?
My cousin won the medal. Who won the medal in the high jump? Who? Shelby McEwen. Shout out to Spring.
Real
shit.
Hey!
She won in high jump. He won in high jump.
That's what's
he
up.
Got
that's
the five. Silver medal. They,
why
was,
I use
they
the
could have split the gold, but he was like, fuck it.
Split the gold.
They had like a jump off. Like they, like him and the dude that won the gold medal, they was tied. And then they had like, they just kept going. And he was just like, well, fuck it, you won. And he ain't wanna, the dude, he, they had to do like 11 attempts or whatever, however the Olympic rules was.
Yeah.
They kept getting the same score.
Yeah, and then if they wanted to go higher, they could to try to beat it. But
he was just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
That right.
Yeah.
Good sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, it was still competitive. He was like, I would've killed shit. You know, if, despite all the both of them, we all, it was just.
I want that number 8. That's
the pole vault.
No, it's high jump.
Oh, the shit
that's
where they
just. You run and jump over the ball with the thing.
So they were supposed to, they were tied for gold.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to run and jump the, that long that jump.
No, no. The bar, like, they got the bar. And you run and with you try stick. To jump over that bitch. No stick, no ball. No
oh, you talking about the one where they go and with your back?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you jump over.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Number 9, let's do it. Okay, go.
That shit.
You used to do that shit?
Yeah, but I couldn't get that form. I couldn't.
You kept knocking the ball.
No. I couldn't do that form. So what I did, I run and I kick my legs over. Like, I kick this foot over and then kick the other. Like,
oh, so you would jump
but
on
I could, but I yeah, but I could do it like up to like 6 feet. So I could beat a lot of places. But then once niggas started madding up to that shit.
I'm 6 feet.
Yeah.
Nigga, you jumping over me?
Yeah. I'm kicking one leg over and then I'm
yeah, in my head. No, the fuck?
No, I'm telling you. I could get, not now, maybe. Probably not. You're right. I would kick this shit out.
Goddamn. I was about to say, I don't think you can jump up, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
Not now.
Nigga, run right into
not
me.
No more.
Hell, the fuck?
You're right. If I was, I'd have let the weed talk me into doing it. I'd have kicked the shit out of this man.
Check that, you try to prove point.
No.
Hell no. Damn, I ain't know you was a...
And jump
what they call that?
Yep.
What they call that?
I jump.
I know, but is that long. Part of the track and field?
Yeah. What, you thought I was just out there jumping over the... for no
reason? Nigga got on a onesie, yo.
Nigga
got on a onesie out there jumping over fences.
It's the ladder up. Hell
no. No!
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
This nigga crazy.
Oh, shit.
Boy, got a onesie jumping over the
fence. Ooh, that boy got a onesie jumping over the
fence. Cowboy, too funny.
They asked me, was it track and field? Yeah, they.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't give him no more of that shit.
Oh, shit.
Ever again.
Oh.
I'm getting some mid next week.
Where you gonna get it, bro?
You see how he smoked a third of a blunt.
But y'all nigga dumb in here. But that nigga said he got on the onesie on jumping over fish.
You see it.
What? It is the young one.
This man is stupid.
Oh, shit.
What's wrong with you? You stupid.
And you killing too.
Oh, shit.
Stupid.
But that's funny, but.
What's wrong with this man, man?
Oh, shit.
We
I ain't never heard you say no sport. Put your ass jumping over some goddamn fist.
I'm on the head.
Walking.
Boy, we done talked about basketball, baseball, football. You ain't never brought that shit up. Oh, shit.
This is all the fuck we be doing in here, man. Just in here talking shit.
Stupid.
Yeah, I fuck with this.
What's the name of the album?
Help us on the west and jump on the
fence. That ain't the name of the album.
It better not be.
Mr. Oh, Ski, man.
Oh.
Mr. Ski?
Yeah.
Let's go. Way stupid.
He going through something, man.
He going through something.
That nigga say he got on the what? Why that shit funny?
Boy.
Boy, you stupid, bro.
You dumb as hell.
Boy, you stupid, bro.
Man, what's wrong with this nigga, man?
Bruh.
This nigga crazy.
Bruh, I ain't know you was a jumper, bruh.
High jump.
Bruh, I ain't know you was a high jump.
Good night, good night.
That was funny, bruh.
Boy, you got a good ass team. They be looking out like a motherfucker, bro. Mr. Ski, everywhere, August the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Who on that bitch? A nigga in the ones and jumping up with them fences.
Kodak.
You got him on
that? Yeah, nigga in the ones. Yeah, Kodak on that.
That's okay. Hard.
That's what's up.
Charlie and Pat, BLP Culture. V's. D-Lo.
Okay.
Oh,
what is wrong with
you? Wait, my father ever told me no shit like that.
Oh.
Oh.
Boy, you got good weird, bro.
Everybody in here high as fuck. You fuck that piece up quick than a motherfucker.
And
you see your head crazy.
This nigga real athlete. I would have never thought you even played sport, nigga.
Now you think he a real athlete?
I'm like, nigga, do you know where your brain got to be?
For you to be able to jump over shit?
For you to be
able
to jump over some shit like
that. Nah, man, but shout out to my cousin. He definitely won that silver medal at the Olympics, bro.
What?
He did that.
They be jumping shit like 6'10". What he jump? Like, they be jumping crazy. Well, yeah. Bro, you like gotta get that form once you get up.
Think you can do that?
Hell no human for real.
I'm gonna tell you what Heidi he cleared. Let me see.
Wait.
Yes, huh?
Know what I'm saying? When they be doing that shit, trust me, bro, I watch all type of sport. That's why I'm like, bro, you was a jumper, nigga. I can't see you jumping. I can't see you jumping.
I did all the jumping. That's the only one I stuck with. I did the long jump, I did the triple jump. Triple jump, stupid as fuck.
The nigga be having big ass calves.
Man, nigga felt my knee. I felt my knee buckle on that first goddamn step. I said, yep, that's enough for the triple.
You out of here.
I'm done. Do this and keep doing it? Nah.
What? That was a high school or college? Definitely
high school,
college.
Hell no. Nah. ain't go to college, not doing the form. Oh. He got raw talent. Let's recruit him. No, nigga, this ain't a movie.
Boy, you stupid, bro.
Did they have that at Maze? Yeah. Niggas was jumping? Yeah. For real? I just thought niggas were going doing the laps.
Everybody. They got all that shit. That's one thing about track. They got something for everybody, whatever you do.
God damn, he high jump 7 feet, 8 inches.
Come on, man.
That's damn that.
Come on, man.
My nigga.
And that's off run up to it. Run up to it.
On one leg.
And spring off.
But even the nigga with the stick, right? I'm like, bro.
That's a pole vaulter.
That shit is a crazy, because you got to go up with that motherfucker.
No, that shit ain't easy.
Jump out. No, I'm saying like.
You being your back, then turn around.
I don't even get it.
No, the stick ain't doing that much work. Like, if you think you just finna hit that bitch and the stick, boink. Right. No, nigga, you gotta get that bitch in there, make that bitch bend, then lay your ass up and reach up while that shit throwing you up. Shit. Yeah.
It's a technique.
Nah, I salute y'all, nigga, but I can't do it. I can't even cap. Mm-hmm. I ain't even sit here act like I'm a good jumper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the other dude from my high school track, coach, his son won a medal at the shit for that too. Pole vault.
Real.
My little nephew a junior. What they call that shit? What Serena and Venus doing went to the Junior Olympic. That nigga he got medals and shit. I'm like, but y'all had to be running like a motherfucker,
boy. Oh yeah, keep motherfucker going. Motherfucker taking over.
Just like my dog about to take over this music shit on the 23rd.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Can we get it, like, can pre-save, like, can it drop? Is it dropping, like?
You can pre-save right now.
Spotify.
What if my Instagram hit pre-save? I'm gonna show you anything.
All right, man. There you
go. Yeah, yeah. I think it's for everything, though.
I'm deep.
Spotify. Apple Music. Spotify.
Oh, yeah. It's a takeover. That's why we appreciate you coming through here fucking with us, man.
We got some shit for you, bro.
We got you some shit.
Appreciate y'all, boy. Okay. Check it out.
DC, what the nigga doing?
Some boy got me a shirt. 85 South Show.
Yes, sir.
Damn it.
Know this your first time stopping through here. Man. Don't let it be the
jersey, man.
I can always jump, though.
Oh, yeah, that's the short.
No.
I can only dunk if I crunk the ball, though.
Oh, do it.
I had to get extra.
Well, thank you, Evan, folks.
Appreciate that, bro.
I'm so Lil Tyler.
Lil Tyler in this bitch.
You did it.
Mr. C.
Hey, guys.
August 2-3.
Oh. Your man Carlos Miller, and I'm over here at the 85 South Studios, 85 Ways. And look, if you would like to be featured on the Black Market, all you have to do is go to the website, go to Black Market, click submit, and submit. If you want to be featured on here, you can come kick it and be my guest, and we'll talk about your business and how we can scale up and what's going good and let the people know exactly what you got going on. Hit the website, register, submit, and come kick it with me on the Black Market. You know what that means. Money on the floor. Hey, what's up, it's your man Carlos Miller. Look, you know the 85 South Show is back on tour with the Big Business Tour. This year we're hitting the road and we're bringing comedy, culture, and chaos to cities all across the country. And we want you to be a part of it. We're looking for partners in every city, whether you're a local business or a national brand. This is your chance to get in on the action. Don't miss the opportunity to sponsor a show and connect with our incredible audience. If you're interested, just hit the email on the screen and let's make big business happen together. The 85 South Show Big Business Tour is coming to a city near you.